February 8th, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Where is the outcry of good Christians against your president's defilement of the National Prayer Breakfast, which he used as a format to take Christians to task? Where is the outrage at this same president's inability to define radical Islam as evil and a threat to world peace? What enemy is your president combating? Is it lack of popularity? If it is, he should have long ago succumbed in this battle. I submit to the conscience of this once great nation, you must return to godliness before you destroy yourselves. Pay attention to where you are being led. Is it away from the commandments, or does your leader embrace holy love? Your priorities must not be dependency on government assistance, but on righteousness, freedom of religion, and honesty. You are not being led by grace and prayerful decision, but by arrogance and abuse of power. The principles your nation was founded upon do not support such a leader. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2 and 7 through 8. The synopsis, prophecy and warning not to turn away from the faith and heed deceitful spirits as taught by deceitful men. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.